Look, this is Dr. Tony of Quickest Spine Show. Here you walk through a workshop I've done with parents about a week ago about scoliosis. And for parents, how do they detect themselves, their children's scoliosis with their posture? And also, if they are concerned, how to check with an x-ray analysis and understanding what to look for on the x-ray. Okay, what came about the workshop are the parents, mom and dad, worry about their son who's 6 years old with 40-degree scoliosis. So listen to the podcast and we'll walk through it afterwards.
Okay, so with chiropractic, the goal is catch things early enough so you don't have problems to where they need bracing or surgery later. Okay, I had a patient come in this week. Her mom's a doctor, Pomona Valley, and she brought her daughter in because she saw one of her ads for one, obviously. But her daughter was told, and with her being a doctor too, to wait and see how it progresses. And they took x-rays even too, and she was at 10 degrees already. They said, well, let's see if it progresses where they require surgery. The mom, being a doctor, said, well, I don't want to wait to that point. And they don't have an answer for that. They're going to wait and see if we'll do bracing. Bracing might help stop it, but won't correct it. And if it doesn't correct it, they'll want to do surgery. Mm-hmm. And you can look online, I mean, with the videos they have out there too, of girls especially putting videos out there of my scoliosis story, how I did surgery and how I am now. Right. Okay. The problem is if you get surgery done before your bones actually mature and hardened, your overall body continues to grow with a lower capacity to move. If I have scoliosis, I'm going to put rods and braces in my back and screws in my back. My spine is stuck growing. It's not going to grow anymore. But the problem is my organs continue to grow, my heart, my lungs. So now they're in a smaller capacity, will it cause more stress to the organs. So what they do is call it secondary scoliosis symptoms, such as heart palpitation issues, lung breathing issues too. Even though they're working because they're pushing a lower capacity, they're more stressed. So our biggest thing is not to scare parents, to make sure they're aware of how to check their kids properly. Number one thing to look for is their side posture. Okay, so if my body is here normally, I should have my ear on my shoulder, my arm and shoulder out, not turned in, and my feet and body here in the seam of my pants, and seam of my shirt. Okay, if my body comes forward, my head comes forward, my shoulders roll forward, can see my upper back easier, and my hips sometimes will turn out, mm-hmm. cause my lower back to actually become very straight. Sometimes with that too, the feet will widen to become more of a pigeon or penguin toed here to keep that body more balanced. Okay, sometimes people will say, is a normal kid's posture. I can see that. But the problem with that is once you start favoring one side, your body starts doing this. Okay, and if you have two ways to have scoliosis, one is hereditary, which is through the mom or dad, where they've had it for one, two, and or through functional, through positioning this way with a hunched posture and leaning to one side. Okay, that happens sometimes in elementary school, I've seen as young as 6, 7 years old to have it, then progress all the way through. You have to make sure you catch it early enough. So first thing to look for is their overall posture here. Where are they? Okay, do they have a hunched posture there? Is your head coming forward? Shoulders come forward, is your back straight? Okay, if that happens, we go from the front and we look at the overall body from a straight line perspective, straight here and straight here. Okay, so now they come over here for me. I have my model. She actually wants to be a model.
Oh, okay.
We're going to start a career now, actually. So here, if you're standing straight, okay, right there, if someone's shoulders are doing this, okay, when they do this, where does the head usually go? Does it stay straight? Or does it have to change position?
It has to go to this side.
Why? Why does
because
it have to go to one side?
The balance.
Exactly. Our body wants to maintain center of gravity.
Yeah.
If it does that, if I go here, my body goes here, so I feel even. Okay.
Right.
But by doing this, here and here, the hip has to come this way. I'm going to pull your scrubs that way. And that'll cause the body to shift in the spine.
Wow.
If I do this just one day, not a problem, but over time the spine will cause a curve to cause things to overall change that way too. Okay, stand up straight again, reset. Okay, if I do this again, same thing, let's go the opposite way. If I turn this way, same thing. So here, that's right, sorry. Here to here, same thing, the body has to shift. So when we look at your kid's posture, how's their front to back posture? How is this position there? Okay. And sometimes if this stays here long enough, the body can't bend to one side. Sometimes if it has to bend too far, it'll actually turn at the same time. It's called coupled motion. So as it bends, It also will turn and twist to cause more of a bend to alleviate pressure. So if I come here, I'm going to do this with my head, and my lower body will actually shift this way to cause the body to shift. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. The bone only can move so far to the side until they start bending too at the same time. So with this position, what happens is, let's have you face that way for me. So let's do this again. Reset here, here, and here. What's that?
It doesn't look comfortable.
Well, good, because you have a good posture, because I adjust you once in a while. Take a, now lean forward for me. This is the normal test. Lean all the way forward as far as you can. It makes the upper back now shift the upper back too. So if I'm turning my head and my shoulders this way, upper back will protrude out.
Wow.
Okay? So it's everything we look for coming up. Relax. Okay? That's what we want to look for. And again, with the arms too, if I roll my shoulders forward, where's the body go? These shoulders come forward. The hands are positional too. They come forward this way. That means your body's coming forward, hunching forward, versus staying back here.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Any questions so far?
No, we are here, doctor, because my son is 6 years old. Mm. He has a corpus callosum diffuse.
Yes, sir.
And his doctor said that he has a 40% scoliosis.
Okay.
And
okay.
Most of the time he's just laying down in the chair, back and forth.
He can walk.
He can walk, he can stand, nothing. So we're trying to do anything to prevent it to go all the way.
He's only 6 years old.
Only yes. 6 years.
Almost that's the biggest seven. Thing. Okay. Yeah. The biggest thing we'll do is to find out exactly where he is and take the x-rays. Have the x-rays been
done
recently?
Yeah, we have it.
Good. How long ago?
Oh, that was like...
In May.
In May, yeah.
So for yours, bring it in so you see that difference too. Okay, what I want to see with the x-rays is how do we take your x-rays? I'm going to show you x-rays in the room in a second.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But how do we take someone's x-rays, look at their curve in their spine, and reduce that over time?
Right.
One thing with what we do in here, but also at home with the exercise. You guys are doing exercise and stretching at home with
right.
them too?
Yeah.
Good. What do you have them do?
Well, we're just pulling the hands and pulling the neck.
But what are they, what are you working with a physical therapist or with a,
well,
with a doctor?
Now we have a big issue with that because the CCS program.
Okay.
They only approve one physical right. therapy once a month for 3 months, and they want to start this month in a week.
So they're saying one physical therapy a month will be enough to help correct his spine.
Well,
no, we haven't talked to them about that, but how they see it is, okay, there is so much we can do for your son that that's it, because he's not responding to it. I mean, I have a frozen shoulder, that's why I'm here too,
got it.
I have a frozen shoulder too.
Okay.
The same thing with my therapy. They told me, you know what? We're going to give you 2 months of therapy. If it's nothing, that's it. There is nothing we can do with your shoulder.
So you're done. You're
that's what they say.
You're permanently injured.
You're done. There is nothing
well,
or we can open your shoulder.
Start digging a hole. So
exactly. I say, no, I don't want to do that.
Okay. And that's the biggest thing is, would they, with the physical therapy they're requesting for you and wanting you to do, would they do the same thing for their own family, for themselves?
No, they don't.
No.
No, not yet.
No, because it would benefit you to get that minimal amount of care. I'd rather give you too much as you get better than not enough.
Right.
Okay, let's go see the other x-rays too. Let me show you what we're gonna look for.
Okay.
To. Come on over.
Okay.
It's an x-ray. It's a picture. Okay, it doesn't move. What we want to make sure is, can we look where the x-ray is right now with him also here and show you how to work with him?
Okay.
Okay.
Has the physical therapist worked with you how to work with him?
No, not yet, because they stopped because he was having too much seizures.
Okay.
So he was sleeping.
Got it.
So we went and back and said, you know what, my son is awake now. So I think he's
has to be timing.
Mm-hmm.
Good timing.
Okay. Yeah.
And they said, well, we can try it. But like I said, and you said, they do it for so long, for 3 hours, for example. And
yeah.
That's it. Take it. I mean, he's not responding to it. Of course, he's not going to respond as you and I are going to respond to it.
I'd rather do 10 minutes a day, every day, than 3 hours at once a week.
That's what they do.
Because you're when you stand up or sit up, the weight of gravity is on your body, so you maintain this. You have to do something every day to counter that stress. It's the routine, which I'm gonna show you guys. Don't worry about that, it's easy to do.
Okay.
Let's walk through these x-rays right now and show you how we take the same pictures that the medical doctors did, go over your son's x-rays, how we look at it differently.
Okay.
If someone's body's like this, this is left and right side, I'm doing basically in her first x-ray is here and her hips are shifted this way.
Yeah.
Okay, your son's will be different, But the goal is, where are we here? This is a 13 degree curve here on the very top, and the apex is going to be T2. Down here is going to be T6, T7, where that second curve is going to be 14 degrees. Third curve is going to be 15 degrees down here. Okay? The biggest thing to understand is that these two curves, I'm going to say these two curves here, if you take them together or subtract them, it's only 2 degrees. So someone may do this and this, but they may evenly feel okay.
Right.
Maybe look okay. But over time, the body will shift more and more to cause that to get further away. So it goes from 13 to 18 to 20, here 14 to 17 to 20, here 15 to 45 to 40, what your son has now. Mm-hmm. And sometimes hers is okay, but the hips sometimes will shift. My body's doing this, what will happen is, then my hips will shift, alleviate more pressure. She doesn't have that from 1-2, in Mary's case over here.
Right.
I just retook these about, I think, a week ago. Okay? Here's your first x-rays. The numbers are important because the numbers tell me where the curves are and how much it's away from normal. Normal being a 0-degree curve where the spine is ideally straight. Okay? Here's the second one to Mary. I want to say about 12 weeks later. Here. Set the lines up, see the whole spine. Any questions so far, guys?
No, so far it's something like my son has. I mean, you can see his back is kind of curved a little bit.
And the more it's curved, the harder it is to fix it. But right now your son is in stage 3 to where he has symptoms. That's a bigger concern.
Right.
Okay, that's close enough for me. So now you can tell from about 3 months later, she's gone from 13 to 12. To 10 only, is only 2 curves, not three, and down to 7 down here.
Wow, that's a big improvement.
Okay, it was adjusting the spine. It was exercise at home. She already does dance, she already does ballet, she's already active. So we gotta get her better normal now. Now she's starting high school, now she can maintain that overall. Okay, so 3 months later, we're seeing 3 times a week, we're able to correct it, so you see the improvement. And she had some headaches, some hip pain, that's all she came in with, something minor. But this scoliosis was the problem to where the wait and see period where it went from hers 15 to 20 to 30 to 40, trying to avoid that with her. She was in more stage 2, your son's more in stage 3.
Yeah.
Okay, only 6 years old. So what you want to do is correct this over a period of time, small amounts, and over time see that overall improve by another x-ray too.
Right.
Did your doctor say they want to take another x-ray or what's
their
plan?
Well, actually, what we are getting from the doctor is like, he kind of disappointed, and he said, no, we have to wait until he's 18 to do the surgery on his pain.
Why do you think they said that?
Because he's still growing.
So you're trying to avoid more complications.
Exactly. That's what we told the doctor. Doctor, but he's only 6.
Yes.
Give me some exercise. I need to help my son.
I saw that doctor 2 days ago, and I said, why you never tell me about that chiropractic doctor? Because I start seeing your video. Oh my gosh, doctor. He got so mad.
Why do you think he got mad?
Because he said, no, your son is not just a bad position, it's also his brain.
Why is he having seizures though, you think?
The what?
Why do you think he's having seizures?
Well, because
after everything, I will see videos, we always looking for something.
Educate yourselves
exactly.
First.
Yeah.
Yes.
We try to figure out, okay, you know what, it's a lot of stuff going on with my son. But it has to be everything placed on all together.
Can you treat one part and separate parts, and at that point the overall body gets better?
Yeah.
So by him saying chiropractic wouldn't help, does that make sense to you?
It doesn't.
You don't have to be a doctor to realize
that. That doesn't mean with my shoulder, that same thing. Yeah. I told my doctor, but I went to a massage. Since I get the massage for 20 minutes,
yes,
I improve a lot. Then going for therapy for almost 2 months.
Yes.
Oh, that's okay.
That's okay.
What? That's okay.
Whatever's gonna help you get better or your son, do your own research. If it works, it works. Sorry.
Yeah.
And not just how it works. Medicine overall, and even chiropractic, helps some things, but it doesn't help people recover from non-emergent type of stuff. If I got my arm cut off because my son cut it off with a saw or something because we're messing around with some lumbar, yeah, I'm gonna go to the medical doctor, get it sewed back on, get surgery done. But if I have an injury where it's not getting better, my medicine's not helping, my therapy's not helping, I'm gonna do something else. that helps. I'm going to stick this other thing because that's more effective.
Right.
Yeah, and now
common
the
sense.
Doctor, yeah, the orthopedic doctor prescribed baclofen.
Yes.
To help me to relax.
Yeah, the seizure stuff too.
But the neurology doctor, he's so mad because baclofen make that medicine.
He doesn't put more him to sleep again.
And so also, affect the treatment with the seizure medicine. Yeah.
So they counteract.
Yeah,
they counteract it.
So
more side effects.
They need to talk together because that's so why all the specialists is in shock.
Wait a minute. The one in the middle is on my son.
Yeah.
So you guys need to go to get a middle point and give me a medicine that's going to work for him.
Yeah.
That's what we need from you guys.
If it's not going to work, it's not going to work.
But the medicine is only for relax, doctor. Not for, like you said,
it doesn't fix anything.
Doesn't fix that.
Okay, that's what we want to do is kind of take the x-rays and see. And look at the x-rays you already have and see how it compares to normal. And see over time, like Mary's, can it correct to where it improves over time? Other stuff, please take care of that stuff too. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to treat everything with one thing. Do your own research like you did and figure out what can we do one part at a time. He's only 6 years old. Mm-hmm. He has the best chance of recovery because he's only 6 years old.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
When you wait to 18 years old to do surgery, how many things are gonna go wrong between now and 18 years old?
Right.
And at 18 years old, once you do surgery, it's not going to fix everything permanently. They put rods and screws in there, and now his body can't move at all. If he's going to be able to handle it at that point. You don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what I worry about. All right. Any questions beyond that?
No questions.
That's what we do. Well, that's it with the video. Thanks for watching. Thanks, Christian. You're the best videographer. Video person.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Realize you are your best advocate for your health, for yourself and for your children. These parents understood there are different options for their children and child for his overall care for scoliosis and other conditions, okay? So any questions, give us also a call. If not, really do your own research, do your due diligence, understand that you can do the best for yourself and your child by doing your own homework, not just trusting doctors or chiropractors, all right? Have a great day, enjoy health, move that out, and we'll see you on the next episode.